Chapter 7, Spooky School. Saturday. I carried my ghost pit photo into school last night. Soon it was time for show and tell. Who would like to share first? I flew to the front of the class. I have something to show. What is that? It's a photo of the ghost. I saw it again. It doesn't look like the ghost. It's a ghost. Listen, if Eva says that that's a picture of a ghost, then that's what it is. She doesn't make things up. Thanks, Lucy. I showed the photo again, but the other owlets just laughed. I flew back to my seat. Miss Featherbottom asked everyone to quiet down, then she put her wing around me. Your photo is blurry, Eva. That makes it hard to see what this is a picture of. I love it. I love that you had such an amazing imagination, Dot. That gives me an idea. Let's all tell our best scary stories. And whoever tells the scariest story gets to ring Barry the Bell. Everyone loves ringing Barry the Bell. So everyone wanted to tell a scary story. George told a story about zombie squirrels. Macy thought one about giant spiders. And Lily was halfway through telling a story about fire-breathing dragons when... Bam! There was a loud noise on the roof. We all went quiet. Our beaks were wide open. Our wings were shaking. Even our teacher looked scared. Bam! There it was again. Something was up on the roof. No more spooky stories. Stay here. I'll find out what's making that noise. I rushed to the window and opened it. I stuck my beak out and tried to look up at the roof. Everyone crowded around. Eva closed the door, the window. I know what I'm doing. Look! We saw two ghostly white beasts swooping high above us. Eva, you weren't telling the truth. There are two ghosts. It's all a blur. They are moving so fast. one started saying they were sorry. Then Lucy tugged in my wing. On my wing. Eva, I'm sorry I didn't believe you the whole time. That's okay. I probably wouldn't have believed me either. I'm so happy Lucy believes me again. Miss Featherbottom came back. She said there was nothing to worry about. We all looked at one another, but nobody said anything. Would she believe us if we told her we saw ghosts? We were all quiet. Then she raised her hand. Miss Featherbottom, we think Eva should get to ring the bell. Her ghost story was the scariest. I couldn't believe it. You said I should ring the bell. I smiled at her, and I rang that bell as loudly as I could. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. At lunch, we came up with a plan. Let's all go on a treetop. Owlmentary ghost hunt tomorrow. Yeah, together. Yes, together. We will catch the ghosts. We will need some ghosts. Catching tools. Let's make a ghost hunting kit after school. So, Diary, the good news is everyone believes me now, but the bad news is Treetop Alice is haunted. Uh-oh. I have to go. It's almost time for the ghost hunt.